Karen George is in the studio with me tonight. She's lived in Kentucky all her life. She's a poet. She also teaches writing at the University of Cincinnati's CommUniversity. Her work has appeared in Vestal Review, Arts Across Kentucky, the Barcelona Review, the Cortland Review, and WIN Magazine. She's been awarded grants from the Kentucky Foundation for Women and the Kentucky Arts Council, and was selected by Lee Smith as co-winner of the Janice Holt Giles Award. Her chapbook, Into the Heartland, was published by Finishing Line Press in 2011. Her latest chapbook, which we'll talk about tonight, is titled Inner Passage, and it received an honorable mention in Accents Publishing's 2012 chapbook contest. I'm delighted you're back again, Karen. Welcome to Round Cincinnati.
Thank you. It's good to be here again.
Inner Passages centers around a very major experience in your life. So if you would tell us what all these poems harken back to.
They begin when I first met my second husband, Richard, and then they proceed to a cruise we went, Alaskan cruise we went on in 2006. And maybe about 8 months before it, he found out he had cancer, terminal cancer, and we'd already made reservations. We didn't know if we would still be able to go, but it turned out we could. And then the poems are about that experience of the cruise, and then they go on to when he died and then afterwards.
If you would, read us about calving at Glacier Bay.
We wake before dawn, rise to the promenade deck, while the onboard naturalist broadcasts seeds of glacial wisdom. As our ship cues to enter the inner sanctum, thousands maneuver for spots at the rail. Ice flows bob, unveiled by tendrils of first light. Many hold hands while we glide through the bay's mouth. So much silence, even he no longer explains how massive ice cleaves, and seconds later, thunder crack and impact arrive. Cloistered by cliffs of blue ice, our lungs bathed in elemental air, we spoon to view the sacred text, and I believe every wrong unwound, all ebbed back to innocence, and your cancer cured.
Do you want to say something about poetry in your life in relation to loss? Is it about remembrance? Is it a part of grieving? How has it been for you?
Both, I believe. When I finished my MFA in 2009, I hadn't written poetry for about 3 years because I was working mostly on fiction. And so, and my husband died right before I started my MFA. It was like, you know, a blessing to go there and to have something like ahead of myself that I was really excited about. And then right at that time, when I graduated in 2009, then I knew that I wanted to write a lot of poems about Richard, but I hadn't started any, so they're kind of percolating at that time. And so they really helped me to both celebrate, you know, who he was and the things that we had done together. And they helped me in the grieving process as well, which I had been going through for close to 3 years already, but, you know, they continued to help me in that process.
If you would read us Where Your Eyes Swim.
Where your eyes swim, I ask you to close your almond eyes. They roam the bedroom, rest on the telescope, hoop drum, bookshelf. Earlier, I'd read you Rumi, Neruda, Lee Young Lee. On the dresser, next to the open photo album of long-gone family, lies the birds of Kentucky. A toothpick holds the place of the finch you'd seen ours earlier on the hill behind our patio, the bird that I could not tell you was a coiled oak leaf. Each day your eyes gaze farther backward instead of forward. Each time they fall on me, I hold my breath until you recognize me. I lean toward your face, hairless as a newborn's, smoothing the pads of my thumbs across the ridge where your eyebrows had been. I hum Amazing Grace. Beneath your lids, the pupils swim like minnows below the skin of a lake.
I know that a part of what you and Richard shared was a connection to the natural world. And I think that the poem you're going to read next certainly supports that. But talk about that a bit, if you would, you know, how that was in your life. And certainly in this cruise that you took to this place where there's such magnificent examples of nature.
Yes, we did a lot of hiking together. When we went on the cruise, our room was close to the back of the ship. And, you know, you could just stand there and just watch the inner passage and see there was mountains on either side. And, you know, you see waterfalls just going right into the sea. It was beautiful. We went on ships to watch whales and all sorts of things. We saw bald eagles, seals, and different things.
Well, if you read us Where Horses Ran.
Yes. You claimed our condo stands on land once run by horses, a farm the family no longer cared to own. Our community of stacked homes, rimmed by weeping cherry and ash, radiates in a semicircle of lanes behind me. The lake waves whack the gazebo pillars, and I pretend it's the thunder of hooves that thrums my souls. The wind's pattern on the water's face crosshatches the birch shadows, and I see the russet manes sway as they lean to lap. Did the horses lie beneath this land they once roamed until dozer blades shattered their bones? If you were alive, you might know the answers to all the questions I never thought to ask. I close my eyes, envision the furred heads lift, the legs flex and turn, the haunches lunge.
You have multiple lives as a writer, so if you would, tell us about a blog that you're involved in, and then also a literary and arts journal. So talk about the blog first, if you would, please. What does that involve?
It's called Poetry Matters, and a poet friend that I knew from Spalding University asked me if I would join her and two other poets, do quarterly reviews of poetry, books that we liked, and interview poets. And at first I thought I didn't really have the time, but it was just something that I really wanted to do, so I agreed to, and I'm enjoying it very much.
And then what about Waypoints? Because this involves family, doesn't it?
Yes. My nephew that lives in Oklahoma asked me a couple years ago if I would be interested in being the fiction editor for an online literary magazine if he started one, and I was really excited about that. And I said yes, and then I didn't hear anything for a couple years, and then he called recently and said he had it all ready. Did I still want to be the fiction editor? And I said yes, so I've been reading short stories for the first issue.
And then they go on. This is an online
Yes. Yeah, we'll have different art, you know, photos, and we'll have poetry and short stories.
Wonderful. Interesting to look forward to.
Yes.
I want to thank you so much for visiting with us tonight and for sharing this remembrance of your life with Richard. Very special sharing.
Thank you.
I've been talking with Karen George about her latest chapbook. It is titled Inner Passages, and you'll find more information about it at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.